You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us on the telephone this morning, Patrick Carnahan, one of the organizers with the California Celtic Heritage Organization. And when I say organizer, I'm talking about the Robert Burns Charity Dinner that'll take place this Saturday night at the Sonora Opera Hall in downtown Sonora. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning. Top of the morning to you there, Mark.
Well, first off, you are with the California Celtic Heritage Organization. Can you tell us all about that?
Yeah, it's a new nonprofit group put together by several people that were interested in promoting Celtic culture in Tuolumne and Calaveras County. The main purpose is to raise money to put on Celtic-themed events, which, of course, supports Scottish heritage, Irish, Welsh, Cornish, and the rest, and also to raise money possibly for future scholarships. I think one of the goals was try to arrange money that could be developed for a student at one of the high schools to actually go to one of the Celtic lands for a trip to do some studying. So that was one of the goals, but it was also just to promote the heritage so people had a better understanding of heritage. I, of course, organized the Celtic Fair, and I'm a part of that also over the many years. But there'll be several different events that might focus on, you know, not just the Scottish or Irish, but maybe Cornish. Might do a program about the miners that worked in the mud lode. So it's an organization to bring awareness of what the Celtic folks who immigrated to this area achieved, and a little bit about, you know, their history.
So the very first ever Robert Burns Charity Dinner is going to take place at the Sonora Opera Hall tomorrow night, 6 p.m. in downtown Sonora. Can you tell us why a Robert Burns Charity Dinner?
Well, Robert Burns is considered the National Laureate Poet of Scotland. Many of his famous poems. Now, Robert Burns lived back in the 1700s. He was born actually on January 25th, 1759. So that's why when Robert Burns is celebrated, it's usually in the month of January. And he brought a lot of literary works to folks. And a lot of people know his poetry through music. In fact, every New Year's Eve, what do we all sing? Auld Lang Syne. That the words were written by Robbie Burns. He's also famous for the Tam O'Shanter, Salute to the Haggis, Red as a Rose. It just goes on. Just beautiful poets, poems. He brought the Romantic movement to Scotland back in the 1700s. And every January, we focus those of Scottish heritage on his birth. And what do you do at a Robert Burns supper? It's basically all things Scottish. I mean, we have bagpipes, we have haggis. We're celebrating the traditions of Scotland. We're going to have an award-winning Scottish dancer there that night. We're going to feature a few traditional Scottish dishes, a three-course dinner. So we're just kind of honoring all things Scottish and then focusing on the poems of Robert Burns and many of his poems that were set to music.
Tell us about the dinner.
Yeah, the dinner is great. We have two choices. Besides the sampling of haggis, now everybody asks me what haggis is. Well, you'll just have to come discover it for yourself. We have what we call haggis on a stick. That's scary enough, eh? But the big thing is we have heather, chicken on the heather, which is a traditional Scottish dish. And then we have a Scottish beef roast that we're serving. And this will be a three-course dinner. And then you'll have the sampling of the haggis. So there'll be a little bit of everything. And we also have traditional ales from the Celtic lands, as well as soft drinks, tea and coffee.
What time do the doors open?
I think we're going to try to open right at 6 o'clock, and we hope to have the bagpiper performing outside maybe about a quarter to 6.
And dinner will be served at?
Dinner will probably be served more around 7:15 or so. We're going to have entertainment. The Black Irish Band's going to be there, and they're going to do their Scottish set of music, many of the tunes that feature Robert Burns' poetry. And then we have more bagpiping. We actually have Mary Queen of Scots, a reenactor who's going to show up with her prince, and they are going to address the crowd and talk a little bit about that time period in Scotland. And we will have poetry of Robert Burns' selected poems throughout the evening.
And I know that tickets have been selling very well. Seating is limited. For the tickets that are still available, how would a person get a hold of them?
The best thing is to go online. It's CaCelticHeritage.org. So instead of California, it's just CaCelticHeritage.org, and you can go get tickets there. I believe also on the Sonora Celtic Fair site, we do have a link that will link you over, since I'm a part of the organization of this group as well as the Celtic Fair. So if you want to go to Celtic Fair, that's fine too. And then on the main page, there's a link there. You can go right over to purchase tickets. And they're $50 a person, and that includes a three-course dinner, entertainment, and the whole evening's festivity should last about 3 hours.
It is the Robert Burns Charity Dinner tomorrow night, 6 p.m. at the Sonora Opera Hall. We've been speaking with Patrick Carnahan, one of the organizers with the California Celtic Heritage Organization. Patrick, always a pleasure to talk with you.
That's right, Mark, and make sure you wear your kilt.